This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
We've added our 31st ally, Finland, and the 32nd, Sweden, will soon be among us.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO headquarters in Brussels. The alliance is meeting, and on the agenda, support for Ukraine.
Some are questioning whether the United States and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine as we enter the second winter of Putin's brutality. But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
International mediators appeared to have made progress Wednesday on extending the pause in fighting between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas. They are encouraging Hamas rulers to keep freeing hostages in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners. And if they do not extend the deal, it will expire within a day. India has set up a high-level inquiry after U.S. authorities raised concerns that India's government may have had knowledge of a plot to kill a Sikh separatist leader on American soil.
The U.S. government says it had raised the issue with New Delhi, but declined to comment on when or how U.S. officials had become aware of the plot to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panum, who's considered a terrorist by New Delhi. It's not clear how the alleged assassination attempt was derailed. An Indian official says the U.S. side has shared some information, and, he says, India takes such inputs seriously since they impinge on our national security interests as well. In September, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were credible links that the Indian government may have had links to the assassination in that country of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. India has rejected the accusation as absurd. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA.